There are dinim in the Torah that depend on oichlim and mashkim. Sometimes the dinim depend on Michael Adam. Sometimes the dinim depend on Michael Behema. The Tosfos here on Chof Aleph on the base, Dibra Hamaschal Charocha Kodem Zmanai, quotes the Gemara later in the Masechta, from which Daf? From Daf Tezvav, earlier in the Masechta, Daf Tezvav on the base. That as far as Nevela is concerned, as far as other non-kosher food is concerned, so the Pasuk says, Lo sechu kol Nevela, Nageru shabashrecha tetnet abachola amochol anochri. You can give it to a Ger Toshev. Ger Toshev is a non-Jew who accepted upon himself to observe the Sheven Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, but he eats Nevela. He doesn't have to observe the rest of the Din in the Torah. What are the special dinim of the Ger Toshev? We mentioned yesterday some of the dinim. Here there's a din, mitzvah l'hachayosa. It's a mitzvah to give tzedakah. Usually there's no mitzvah to give tzedakah to a nochri. By Ger Toshev there is. How do you know? So Rashi quoted a pasuk, mitzvah l'hachayosa. He quotes a pasuk in Vayikra. No. Ger Toshev v'chayimach. Yeah. Ger Toshev v'chayimach. Rashi quotes from Vayikra. Perek Chofei. Are there any other dinim regarding a Ger Toshev? So we said there's a pasuk in Chumash in connection with Ari Miklat. That a Ger Toshev Shaharak B'Shege goes to Ari Miklat. The Nochri doesn't go to Ari Miklat. What else is a din of Ger Toshev? There's a pasuk in Aseres Adibas, Lo Sasek HaMalacha B'Ger Chashe B'Sharecha. So Ger Chashe B'Sharecha doesn't refer to a non-Jew who converted. It's referring to a Ger Toshev. If it's a non-Jew who converted, a real Ger, so he's called Ato, Lesasakomalacha, Ato din Chavitecha. Ato doesn't only refer to the people who were present at Maimon HaSinai. All of us who are after Bar Mitzvah are called Ato, bin Chavitecha, before Bar Mitzvah. So the Torah isn't speaking to them. So Ato means all of us who are Bar Mitzvah. Bin Chavitecha are children who are not Bar Mitzvah, that the father is in violation of a biblical iser if he asks his child before a bar mitzvah to do a malacha for him. That's Rashi ala Chumash. Rashi ala Torah points that. In Europe, it was a very common practice by the Hasidim, mainly by the Hasidim. They would ask their children to carry, if there was no Erev, they would ask their child who's not bar mitzvah to carry the father's talis to shul. The talis with the siddur to shul. And the Mishkanes Yankit has a whole attack against that. And he said Mishkanes Yankit was a misnagid. He learned in Valozhin Yeshiva, Rab Chaim Valozhin. He was one of the earlier Talmidim of Rab Chaim Valozhin. So he was the rabbi in Karlin, Rabbi Yankel of Karlin. He had to deal with the Stolen, with the Karlin Hasidim. So several of his tshuvas are intended to attack the Hasidim. He has a tshuva about that the Hasidim are makbid davke to buy a green esrik, because it says in the Zohar that the esrik should be yorek. So he said that's a total misunderstanding. The word yorek in Talmudic Hebrew means yellow. It doesn't mean yorek kakarsi is green. Yorek alone means yellow or brown. Dam hayorek. There's no green dam. Dam hayorek means a brown. If it comes out from the Isha's body, dam hayorek is brown or yellow. So it's a machlekes hatanaim with his tummy. Anyway, so the Mishkanes Yankov has a whole attack against that practice that the Chassidim used to ask their children before Bar Mitzvah to carry the talis. So it's against the Pasuk and Asaras Adibus. Asasa Kamalocha Ato Bin Chavitecho. So it says, V'ger Chashe B'Sharecho. What do you mean, Ger Chashe B'Sharecho? So the Gemara increases, Daf Tes and Manalef understands that it's referring to a Ger Toshev, not referring to a Ger Tzedek. A Ger Tzedek is a non-Jew who converted. The Ger Toshev is a Nochri who is Mekabel all of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So what does it mean? So the first two Tanoim there increases Daftes understand that a Ger Toshev is obligated to observe Shabbos. Why? So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva, he explains, because Mechal Shabbos prefers Hedina Kovid Avodah Zarah. So if the Ger Toshev accepts upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, all the B'nei Noach HaMuchayim in the Sheva Mitzvah. So what is added? What is Nischadish by virtue of the fact that he was Makabal all of Sheva Mitzvahs? Even if he's not Makabal, he's Mukhib anyway. So what are you Makabal to observe something that you're obligated to observe anyway? So Rabbi Yosef Engel raises this issue. Rabbi Yosef Engel died around 100 years ago. A lot of times he has exactly the same as Rav Chaim. But Rabbi Yosef Engel lived in Poland and Rav Chaim lived in Lithuania. So a lot of times they have exactly the same thing. Sometimes in different language, but a lot of times exactly the same. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has a sefer on Yerideya that's called Otsus Yosef. He has a few svarim that are called Otsus Yosef. One is on Yerideya, one is on Shemitah. He quoted from the one on Shemitah. One is a collection of sermons, of drushes, very interesting drushes. So he has in the Otsus Yosef on Yerideya, Simin Beis, when it talks about Nochri Shishochat, Shechita Sakam, Shechita Ger Toshev. So he raises that question. What do you mean the Ger Toshev is Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs? He's obligated to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs, even if he doesn't accept it. So what is this? What's the relevance of the Kabbalah of the Ger Toshev? So he says that the Gemara says in Bava Kama and Daf Lamed Ches, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Sheva Mitzvahs to Adam Arishon and to Noach after the Mabul, so after many generations, by the time he came, Maimon HaSinai, he saw Omar Vaymoided Eretz Roa Vayata Goyim. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Treyasa. Ribbono Shel Olam saw that the Umas HaOlam are not observing the Sheva Mitzvahs. Omad Vayata Goyim, Omad Vehita Lahem. So he said, you don't have to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, that's ridiculous. Matzina Chayte Niskar, because they sin and they don't observe. That's why the Ribbono Shel Olam said, so you don't have to observe it. You can kill it. You can worship Avodah Zarah. You can eat Ed Menachai. The Gemara says, no. If they do observe it, they only get schar like an enem. If they violate it, they'll be punished. But if they do observe it, they're not going to get schar like a mitzvah v'yosef. They'll only get schar like an enem mitzvah v'yosef. And that was the Gemara's tradition that godel ha-mitzvah v'yosef and mishenem mitzvah v'yosef. One is obligated to observe a certain mitzvah, gets more reward. Let's say a woman is going to shake a lulav. So one opinion of the Gemara was she deserves more schar than a man, because she's volunteering out of the goodness of her heart. She's not obligated to shake a lulav, not obligated to sit in sukkah, listen to Tkiyah Shofar, and mitzvah says that she has magrama. And the maskon, and the final conclusion of the Gemara is the reverse. A godel ha-mitzvah v'yosef, the one is mechuyev to do the mitzvah and observes it, deserves more reward than the one is ain't a mitzvah v'yosef. The discussion and the mefarshim why. But that's the maskon. So that's what the Gemara says. Rav, ayat ha-goyim, hiter. The Rebbe Shalom said, okay, you don't have to observe the Sheva Mitzvah. So the Gemara said, it doesn't mean that. They don't have to observe. If they violate the Sheva Mitzvah, they'll be punished. But the Rebbe Shalom said, from now on, I'll only treat the Ra'asam, I'll treat the Umas Ha'olam as if the Eina Mitzvah, if they do observe the Sheva Mitzvah, they'll get less reward. They won't get reward like a Mitzvah V'yos, they'll only get reward like an Eina Mitzvah V'yos. So Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests that maybe that's what the institution of the Ger Toshev is. He's mekabel on himself, the Sheva Mitzvahs bin Anach. He's considered a mitzvah v'yosef, so he'll get more reward. But bottom line, he's not accepting upon himself anything more than what he was obligated to observe before. Even before he became the Ger Toshev, he was obligated to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs. So what's the significance of the Kabbalah's Sheva Mitzvah? What is the Tchalan? He's not adding any obligation by his Kabbalah. Just makes one to mitzvah v'yosef. It's strange. So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva on this topic. Happens to be in Hilchas Tefillin. He talks about wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why the Chassidim don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? So this is part of this story. So he explains the Ger Toshav, who accepts upon himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs ben Erech, has to observe them in a more enhanced form. It's not enough if he observes the bare mitzvah itself. He has to observe all the abizrayus, anything that's related to the Sheva Mitzvahs ben Enoch. So Avodah Zarah, they're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. That's one of the basic Sheva Mitzvahs. But the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Hei, Mechala Shabbos Beferhesed Dina Ka'oibed Avodah Zarah. Because the one who observes Shabbos is demonstrating, is testifying that he subscribes to the story of creation. One is Mechala Shabbos Beferhes, is like he demonstrates he doesn't believe in the story of creation, like he doesn't believe in God. So that's why Mechala Shabbos Beferhes, Dina Ka'ibed Avodah Zarah. So a regular Nochri is not obligated to observe Shabbos, but a Ger Toshav has to observe Avodah Zarah in a more enhanced form, so that an Abizrayu, a related din to Avodah Zarah, will be observance of Shabbos. So every Ger Toshev has to observe Shabbos. That's pshat in the pasuk, v'gercha she'b'sharecha. Aye, but the Tanaim are bothered with the problem the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Sugya B'nei Noach, there's a Sugya from Daf Nun Vav to Daf Nun Tes, Daf Samach, all the Dinim of B'nei Noach there, the 4 or 5 block. So the Gemara says that Nochri is not allowed to observe Shabbos, the Pasuk in the end of Parshas Noach, Yomam V'layla Lo Yishbosu, and Nochri is not allowed to observe Shabbos. So the first Tana there increases, Daf Tes, Somer Aleph says that the Ger Toshav is obligated to observe Shabbos to enhance his observance of Avodah Zarah. He's obligated to observe Shabbos like we observe Yom Tov. He's not allowed to observe Shabbos like we observe Shabbos. He's still a Nochri Shabbos. He's obligated to observe Shabbos like the Jews observe Yom Tov. The second Tana says, no, that's also Nochri Shabbos. The Ger Toshav is obligated to observe Shabbos like we observe Chol HaMoed. That's on the assumption that Malachas Chol HaMoed is a din d'oraisa. The third Tana is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and the Gemara says, we paskan like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that the Ger Toshav is not permitted to observe Shabbos, neither like Yom Tov nor like Chol HaMoed. That'll also be a violation of Yom HaValayla Lo Yishbosu. So that he leaves you hanging. So what does the pasuk mean in the Aseres Hadibus? V'gecha shepesh arecho. He doesn't explain it. The third Tana, and the Gemara said, we paskal like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The Ger Toshav is not permitted to observe Shabbos at all. So what does it mean, Gercha Shebesh Erecha? So Tosfos in Yevamos, there's a sugya in the middle of Yevamos about Gerus. From around Daf, a few blot, Daf Mem Gimel to Daf Mem Zayin, something like that. 3-4 blot to all the din, most of the dinim of Gerus. So Tosfos explains on that, one of those Dafim on an Amid base. There's a Tosfos on Amid base in the middle of Yevamos in the Mems. So Tosfos says, Gercha Shebesh Erecha means, like bincha bitecha, I'm not allowed to ask my child before bar mitzvah to do malacha for me. That's bincha bitecha. So gercha shebesh erecha means to ask a ger toshav to do malacha for me on Shabbos. That's an issa deraisa. And now we understand. We usually assume called the tikkun rabbanan came deraisa tikkun. All the dinim derabbanan were patterned after the dinim deraisa. So amira lanochri shvus. The chacham prohibited amira lanochri. What do they pattern it after? Where did they get such a din in the Chumash? The answer is no, black and white. That's a din of Ger Toshav, a Ger Chashe B'Sherecha. Amir el Ger Toshav, to ask a Ger Toshav to do malacha for you, is an Issa Deraisa. So the Chachamim extended it, and they said, not only if the Nochri whom you ask is a Ger Toshav, even a plain Nochri, even if he himself is an Ovid Avodah Zarah, Amir el Nochri Shvus. You're not, never permitted to ask a Nochri to do malacha for you. So there are several dinim. There are several halachas where the Ger Toshav has a special status. Rabbel Willis Soloveitchik has a short piece in his Sefer on the Rambam. In the end of the Sefer, towards the end, he tries to collect, there aren't too many more. Golus is one, Amir Lenochri on Shabbos is the second one, and Mitzvah Lahachiyosa is the third, and there aren't too many more. There aren't too many more dinim in the Chumash where there's a special status of Ger Toshav. So it says in the Chumash, L'sechel kol nevelo, you're not allowed to eat nevelo, what should you do? Like, titnenu. You should give it to the Ger Toshav if he's poor, if he's in need of a matana, so give him tzedakah, because it's a mitzvah l'hachayoso. That's what the Gemara explains on Chofal from the base, but the Rashi, it's a mitzvah to give tzedakah to the Ger Toshav if he is in need. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah has a machlokes hatanaim, how to read that pasuk. So we paskan like this. Nevela haruya lager kruya nevela. Nevela she'ena ruya lager ena kruya nevela. Nevela is meat and the A&P is not nishchat, so it's all nevela. Nevela is not only if the animal died on its own, even if we electrocuted the animal, even if we killed the animal, but we didn't kill the animal properly according to the rules and regulations of Hilchos Shechita. So all the chicken and all the meat and the A&P is all nevela. Trefa, technically speaking, trefa means I did a proper shechita on the animal, but the animal is diseased. So certain diseases make the animal a trefa. What's the difference between nevela, where there was no shechita at all, and trefa, where there was a shechita, there was a proper shechita, but the animal is diseased, that's why you're not allowed to eat it. So shechita, nevela, if you have the nevela that didn't have a shechita at all, didn't have a proper shechita, not only is it rasa b'achila, it's metame. Metami b'mago b'masa. And shechita strefa is metar midei nevela. So the trefa is also b'achila, but it's ain't a metame, because since you did a proper shechita on it, so it's not, it doesn't have tumas nevela. Shechita strefa is metar midei nevela. So So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim, Reb Shimon, Reb Yudah, and the end of Avodah Zarah. So we pass on la'alocha that nevela is only osa, it says in Chumash, l'sech kol nevela, la'gerish avasherecha t'tnen avachola. Give it to the getosha if he's needy. It's a mitzvah to give tzedakah. So nevela, so Gemara understands from the pasuk, nevela is only osa b'achila if it's roi l'achila sodom. If nevela becomes nifstom me'achila sodom, then it's mutter. Let's say I'll leave the meat out of the refrigerator for 2 months. It'll become smelly. It'll become spoiled. And if you eat it, you won't want to eat it. It'll taste awful. And if you eat it, you'll get a bellyache or you get diarrhea. You'll get sick. It'll have an effect on you. So that's nifsam achilas adam. So one tana holds has to only mutter if it's nifsam achilas hakelev. We don't paskin like that. We paskin even if it's nifsam achilas adam. Even though it already was nevela, I bought nevela in the AMP. It already has an isa nevela. It doesn't have to become nifsam achilas hakelev. Once it's nifsam achilas adam, it's already mutter b'achilas. So that's what the simple reading of the Gemara, Tosfos quotes the Gemara Daf, where is it? On Daf Tezvav on the base. Hapasha ifsha, if you have a loaf of bread is pas. Ifsha means it got spoiled. I left it out of the refrigerator for a month and it's moldy, it's all spoiled, it doesn't taste good. So if it's only nifsa machilas adam, it'll be asr. Chometz is different from all other treifa. All other treifas, once it becomes nifsam achilas adam, it's already mutter. But chometz has to become nifsam achilas hakelev. So that's what Tosfos says. Our Gemara says, chometz shacharocha kodem zmana. If I tried it, if I burned it on the outside, I burned it till it became nifsal me'achila before Pesach, charocha kodem zmana, before the Isser, is mutter b'hanasa lachas zmana. You're allowed to get hanor later. So Tosfos said, that's only charocha. It means I burnt it till it became nifsam achilas hakelev, because only nifsam achilas ha'adam, then it'll still be osa, because chametz is different from shakol ha'terkut. That's the question, why? Where did the Tanaim get this from? The pasuk says, by nevela, la'gerish ha'asherecha t'tnen avachola, and we darshan, machlokes ha'tanaim, we darshan, once it's nifsal, machlokes ha'buta, Reb Shimon, he does like Reb Shimon. Behold, once the nevela is nifsim achilas adam, it becomes mutter. So why should, and so you learn a mamatzina from nevela to everything else, to kol ha'tarkula. So why should all of a sudden chametz be different? So the simple pshat is, there's a machlekes why. So the simple pshat is because the chumash says that you're not allowed to eat chametz and sa'or. We started yesterday. You're not allowed to eat sa'or. Sa'or means the raw dough. I made chalas last week. On Thursday, Friday, I made challahs. And I baked all the challahs, but I left over a little bit of raw dough. Why did I leave it over? Because the raw dough has all these microorganisms in it. Microorganisms are microscopic. You can't see them. If you would be able to see them, it would be an iso sheretz, like you're not allowed to eat bugs. You're not allowed to eat ants. But they're microscopic, so whatever is microscopic is not us. So these microorganisms come in from the air and it causes the dough to rise, and they keep on, they eat up some of the dough and they multiply. They eat up more dough, they multiply. So if you bake it, so you, the heat in the oven kills all the microorganisms. It's not going to, they're going to be dead. They won't be able to multiply. But if you leave over a little bit of dough from 1 week to the other, they're going to keep on eating up some more dough, multiplying, eating up more till they multiply. There's no more dough left to eat. So that's called sa'or. Sa'or is the sourdough that was never baked, and it's full of live microorganisms. So what do you want that for? Because if you just mix flour with water and you let it rise on its own, it'll take many, many, many hours. If you throw in a bar of raw dough, it'll take 3-4 hours, but it won't take 10 hours. It won't take forever. So some people go to the store and they buy a bar of raw dough, and some people go to the store and they buy dry yeast. They buy the microorganism itself, and they throw it in and they let it rise. So the Gemara says in the first perek in Beitza, the Gemara quotes a Tosefta that the Sa'or is not roi l'achilas adam, and nonetheless it's aser. So that's what some Rishonim say, that because the Chumash tells us that by Chometz, Chometz is Macholas Asuras. It can't be called macholos asur if it's not royal achila. Question is royal achila to whom? Royal achila sodom or royal achila sakelim? So the sor is not royal achila sodom, and still the Torah says that it's asur. So you see that it doesn't depend on royal achila sodom; it depends on royal achila sakelim. That's what some say. Chazanish doesn't agree with that shita. Chazanish says. That the Gemara there in the first perek in Beitza, the beginning on the first Mishnah in Beitza, Mishnah has a machlokes b'sham and b'silo, how much chametz and sor do you have to have in your possession to violate bal yira b'imotze? So maybe sor is b'kazayis, maybe chametz is kakosebes, maybe sor is maybe mochomer. Why is sor mochomer than chametz? Because royla chametz is acheres. Let's say I have a cookie or a piece of bread that was baked. And I mix flour with water and I want it to rise. I want to make challahs today. I want to make bread today. So I'll take a cookie or I'll take a piece of bread and I'll put it in. It won't have any effect at all. The piece of bread or the cookie was baked. So all the microorganisms in the bread or the cookie that was baked are dead. The heat is so high that it kills all the microorganisms. There are no live microorganisms, so it's not going to help. It should cause the dough to rise. So the Gemara says, why is Sa'or Osa Bachila on Pesach is not Roy Lachila Sodom? The answer is because the fact that it's Roy Lachametz Isa Sacheris, I can use it. Right now, it's not Roy Lachila. Right now, no one would eat the raw dough because it's just microorganisms. The microorganisms ate up all the dough. There's no more dough left. It's only microorganisms. But why is there an Isa Chametz on it? Because it started off as chametz, and the fact that it was all eaten up by the microorganism, and they multiply, and there's no dough left. It's all just microorganisms. That's all invisible. You can't see that, but that's what it is. That's the whole thing is all. They keep on millions and billions and trillions and zillions of microorganisms because it just keeps on multiplying. So the Gemara raises the question, so why Sa'or Asav Achila? It's not Roy Lachila. The Gemara answers, but it's serving as a, it can serve as a an ingredient. If you put the Sa'or next week in a new batch of flour and water, it'll blend in and it'll cause everything to rise and then it will become edible. You have a lot of times like that. Crisco. They used to sell Crisco in the stores. It was not kosher. If you look at a tub of Crisco, it's not Roy Lachila. It looks like gooey stuff. It doesn't taste good. You would think that it's Nifsa Machila Sodom. But now Crisco has, now they have kosher Crisco. But years ago, it used to be non-kosher. So why is it treif? Why can't you use it? It's not Roy Lachila Sodom. The answer is because Crisco is an ingredient. That's what they make it. The company, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. They make Crisco and everybody puts, when they're baking, they put it into the food and then it serves as an ingredient and it's going to become Roy Lachila. So whenever the thing is an ingredient and it's made to become a Michael, then it retains the Shem Michael, even though right now, temporarily, it's not Roy Lachila. Rab Chaim Oizer has a tshuva in his Sefer Achiezer where he shows from often a Mishnah that din, that Sa'or Roy Lachametz Isis Acheris, it's aimed to serve as an ingredient. That's what people save sor from week to week. They save the raw, the sourdough. They save it from week to the other to help the next batch of dough rise. So that din, that because it's Roy Lachametz Isa Acheretz, it's aimed to serve as an ingredient and it's going to become Roy Lachila. Therefore, it retains the Shem Echel. It's not only a Chiddush and Hilchas Pesach. It's a din of Kol HaTorah Kula. Whenever there's a trefa ingredient that comes from a trefa source, And it's to serve as an ingredient. When it's going to be an ingredient, it's going to become Roy Lachila, then it retains the Shem Eichel. So the Chazanish was of the opinion that Chometz is not different from Kol HaTorah Kula. Sa'or, if it's Roy Lachametz Isis Acheres, it retains the Shem Eichel, even after the point of Nivsa Machilas Adam. But let's say you have bread or cookies, a pas she'ipsha. You have a loaf of bread, and it's moldy. So the mold can serve as Re'elech HaMetzis Acheres. Well, let's say you have some chametz, which is Nifsim Achilas Adam, but Re'elech Achilas HaKelev, but it's not Re'elech HaMetzis Acheres. The Chazon Ish says, then it's mutter. Chazon Ish says, it's not that chametz is different from Kol HaTorah Kula. Chametz is the same. The Gemara says, see, some Rishonim say that how do you know chametz is different? How do you know chametz is different that you need Nifsim Achilas HaKelev? Because Sa'or is also Bachila, even though it's Nifsim Achilas Adam. So the Chazon Ish is that's not true. Sa'or, despite the fact that it's Nifsim Achilas Adam, is where the chametz is Acheres. That's why it retains the Shem Eichel. It's not because chametz is different, because the din of Sa'or, the Rav Chaim Moshe proves the din of Sa'or, Roi L'chametz Yecheres, applies even to Truma. It's not a din that's unique to Pesach. It's not a din of chametz. It's a din. When everything is oimed to serve as an ingredient, then it retains the Shem Achil, even though it's Nifsam Achilos. So the Chazon Ish holds that by Pesach also. If it's Nifsam Achilos, Odom, and it's not Roi L'chametz Yecheres, it would be Mutter. It means if it's still Roi L'chametz Yecheres, then it's also up until the point of Nifsam Achilos HaKelev. Nifsam Achilos HaKelev, it can't be Macholos HaSuris. It doesn't have a Shem Eichel. Where else do you have a topic of Nifsam Achilos HaKelev? So if you look in the Rambam and the Ravid in Perik Beis and Ilchas Tumas Eichlin, the Gemara has in the first staff in Baba Kama, a whole wide world, there were only four categories of things that are Mekabel Tumma. Adam Ekelim, Ochlam, and Mashkim. Adam Ekelim have Tara B'mikveh, except for Kli Cheres, okay. Adam Ekelim usually have Tara B'mikveh, and Ochlam, and Mashkim have no Tara B'mikveh. Fine. So Ochlam, and Mashkim has to be Michael Adam, Chomashke She'ishase B'chol Kli Yitma. Cholech Ale She'yachol, Chomashke She'ishase. So the din has to be Royal Achilas Adam. Let's say you have hay that the animals eat, but human beings don't eat hay. So then the hay is not mekabel tumah. The dinim of muktzah on Shabbos were patterned after the dinim. The Gemara says, called the tikkun rabbanon came, the rice said tikkun. All the dinim, the rabbanon, had to be patterned after the, sometimes the chachamim had a motivation to make a din the rabbanon, but then motivation is one thing, and then how do they formulate the din the rabbanon is another thing. A lot of times, the way they formulated it doesn't always go along with what motivated them to make the din. So the Gemara says that muktzeh was patterned after the dinim of Kabbalah Stuma. A whole sugim, Masech Shabbos, at 24 prokim. So the Perakol HaKelim has a lot about muktzeh and Klisha Malach Deliyisa. So the Gemara there talks to what extent they carry over all the dinim of Tuma to the dinim of muktzeh. So the din is that Machal Behemah is not muktzah on Shabbos, even though it's not mekabel tumah. So there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid over here, in Perek Beis, in Hilchas Tumas Oichlim, the Rambam writes, Halacha Yudalet, Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalet, Tumas Oichlim, Kol Oichel Shanifsad V'Nisrach, Al She'ena Roy L'Maychol Adam, Eina Mekabel Tumah. But then he has Halacha Yudches, if the food was mekabel tume, and then it becomes nifsam achilos adam, so then it retains the tume up until the point of nifsam achilos hakelev. If nifsam ilach ala kelev, harei ze tohor, but it's only nifsam ilach ala adam, adain huroi la kelev, harei ze tomi kishehoyo, it retains the tume. And the Ravid is masig on the Rambam. The Ravid says there's a Beferish Gemara in Brachas that's a misprint. It should say Pchoiris. The Markevus HaMishnah explains. It's the Ravid on Halach Yudalid that the Rambam says if you had Oichel that was Royal Achilos Sodom and it became Nifsim Achilos Sodom and then the Odom Tomei touches it. So the Rambam says not Mekabel Tumah. So the Ravid says based on a Gemara in Pchoiris that it's not true. Even if it was not yet Mekabel Tumah, if it was Royal Mekabel Tumah, and then it became Nifsim Achilos Adam, it still retains the Shem Eichel until the point of Nifsim Achilos HaKelev. So that's a Mishnah, that sometimes you have to have Nifsim Achilos HaKelev. Machlek is the Rambam and the Ravid, what does it mean? So the Rambam says, if it is already Mekabel Tumah, then it's only the Tumah will disappear if it will be Nifsim Achilos HaKelev. And the Ravid says, not if it already was Mekabel Tumah, if theoretically it was Roy Lekabel Tumah. And the Rambam first has it Aloch Yudches by Oichel, then it repeats it Aloch Chaf Aleph by mashke. He says if the mashke already was mekabel tume, and then it becomes nipsim achilas adam, so it's no longer metame. And the Raiva holds as long as it was once royal lekabel tume. Okay, so here again, so that's the Gemara. It says the chametz bishor chamishis is muta bahano. Bishor chamishis, the Gemara said pshita latzia shacharocha. Kind of means bishor chamishis. You can do something to the chametz bishor chamishis that it will still be muta bahano on Pesach. What is that? If charocha kaidim is manai, if you burnt it to the extent that it's nifsam achila kaidim is manai, then mutabano alachas manai. So we mentioned yesterday there's a machlekes, the Ramban and the Rosh, is not only mutabano, it's a mutabachila. The Rosh holds that since the Gemara says mutabano, it doesn't say mutabachila, so it means that it's also bachila because of achshavei. So we mentioned yesterday a machlekes, Chavos Das, another achren, Chavos Das points out there's a distinction between, this is important for the next sugya coming up here, there's a difference between if I eat trefa food shaloka derech achilosoi, it's only an isa derabonon, and if I eat trefa food that nifsa machilosodam here, this is a gemara an chof dalid omad beis. Amrab Yechanan, around 10 lines from the top of chof dalid omad beis. The line begins, Amrab Yechanan. The previous line ends off Amra Babo. Then the next line begins Amra Yechon. About 9-10 lines from the top of Chav Dala and Reis. Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah Om Acholos Halsuris Ein Lekem Aleim Ela Kederach Achilosam Lemute Mai. If you eat treif food, shalok Kederach Achilosam. So two examples would be like this. Let's say a person has he fries ham and eggs, and he takes it off of the frying pan. And it's burning hot, and he eats it, and he burns his tongue, and he burns his mouth. He burns his throat when he swallows it. That's not called nifsa machila. That's not nifsa machila. You happen to, it's temporarily not fit to eat, but that's not called nifsa machila. Or let's say I take out the tray for hot dogs from the freezer, and I eat it, and it's hard like an ice cube. It's hard like a rock. And I eat it, and I'm breaking my teeth by eating it. That's, I'm eating the tray for hot dog, shaloka derech achilosai. So it's mutam and atar, it's only awesome at the Rabbanah. It's only awesome at the Rabbanah. But if you have, that's the Gemara here. If you eat tray for food, shaloka derech achilosai. Then there's a Gemara now with the Zara that we just mentioned before, that once the food becomes nifsal me'achilosai, the nevela sheni ruya ager, reina kuri nevela, because the Torah says, what should you do with the nevela? Let's sell the nevela. What should you do if you have nevela? Lagera shabashracha to tanavachala. Give it to the ger toishav. Give him tzedakah if he needs. There's a mitzvah lahachayosav. Mitzvah to give tzedakah to the ger toishav, and the ger toishav will eat it. So the Gemara the Tanoi Mamadai from the Loshon HaPasuk, nevela is only asa b'achila if it's royal ger. Nevela that's not royal achila sodom is muta b'achila. So what do you need these two dinim for? What do you mean? Nevelish anyway? Like, yeah, it's going to be shaloka derech achilosam anyway. So the Chavos Das explains they're not the same. If you have a tray for hot dog that's in the freezer and you take it out and you eat it and it's hard like a rock, it's hard like an ice cube, that's called shaloka derech achilosam. If you made ham and eggs and you eat it when it's burning hot and you burn your tongue and you burn your throat, that's shaloka derech achilosam. But that's not called nifsam achilosodam. It's only temporarily not roi l'achila sodom. Because man, it's in the freezer. It's going to defrost. You don't need a chemist to make it roi l'achila. You just wait till it defrosts. Or you wait till it cools down. It's too burning hot. You wait till it cools down. You don't need a chemical procedure to make it roi l'achila. But if you have the tray for food, I have the tray for salami. I left it out of the refrigerator for 2 months. And it's moldy and it's spoiled. You can probably make it royal achila, but for that you would need a whole chemical procedure. It's not going to be so easy to make it royal achila. So once it's nifsam achila sodom, then the Chavos Das says, it remains muta. Even if later on you mix in sugar and you mix in the vanilla, you mix in flavoring and everything, it tastes delicious now. But if it went through a period of time that it was nifsa machila, so then it's mutter and it's not chayzav in here. Others disagree. That's a big chiddush in the Chavazas. It's in Yeridei, same in Kuv Gimel. Kuv Gimel is a simon about nois and tam levgam. That's a yodua from the Chavazas. Chavazas is a sefer on Yeridei. The commentary on Yeridei written by the author of the Nesivis on Chosha Mishpat. Others question the Chavazas. So they say no. They would agree with the Chavazas if it would become nifsim achilas hakelef. It's mamish not called oichel at all. But if it's only nifsim achilas adam, but it's not nifsim achilas hakelef, so they're not so convinced. They think maybe then it's still it will be chayzav in here. Once it's a machilas hakelev, then it's not called an oichel at all. And even if you use a chemical procedure, you mix in flavoring and mix in sugar and everything, it tastes delicious, not chayzav in here. So we discussed a little bit yesterday about the achshadei. We spoke a little bit. The Rosh said that Harocha Kaidim is mana muta bahanosa lachas mana, only muta bahanoa, but not muta bachila. Why is it not muta bachila? Because achshavei, if he, midirabban, and it's also achshavei, if he sits and he eats it, he demonstrates that as far as he's concerned, it was never nifsa me'achila sodom, but harai, that he's eating it. So he demonstrates, l'shita soy, he's eating it, he demonstrates that it was never nifsa me'achila. Let's say you have a tray for iron pill. They took a liver from an avela and they make iron pills out of it. So a person pops a pill in his mouth. So that's achshadei. He's demonstrating that as far as he's concerned, is well achila. No, if you take a pill, the pills are not nifsam achila sakela. If you take a pill and you eat it lirafua, so everybody knows it. Pills are lirafua. It doesn't. If you're watching a movie, and you pop one pill, another pill, you keep on popping pills in your mouth, one after the other, like peanuts. So that's achshadei. But if you take one pill every 12 hours or something like that, or three times a day or something. So many of the recent poskim say that's not called achshadei. He's not demonstrating that it's achshadei. But if it is achshadei, this chumra midirabbanan that we poskim like this, like the Rosh and Ardaf, whenever it is achshadei, that's not based on chayzav in a year. That's not in disagreement with the Chavis Das. Achshavei means that I demonstrate that as far as I'm concerned, it was always Roy Lachila. It never became Nifsa Me'achila. It's not the same as Chayzav Inir. Those who raise the issue, those who disagree with the Chavis Das. Chayzav Inir means it was Nifsa Me'achila, and then later on it became Roy Lachila. Do you say that Mikana Lahabo it's also? Do you say no? Once it was Muta Ba'achila, just because it was shaloike derech achilas, it was burning hot, it was ice cold, hot like a rock. No one says that shaloike derech achilas, if it was in the freezer and you couldn't eat it normally, so from now on you can eat it minatora. No, that's ridiculous. Shaloike derech achilas means you didn't do the achila properly. But the chefze never became mutter. But if it's in this machila, then the Chavis Das says, if the chametz is nifsa machilas adam, and other poskim disagree, has been nifsa machilas hakelev, is poka de shem oichel. So then they say it no longer has an iser on it. Okay, that's what we spoke about yesterday. Then the next gemara comments on the next line. Chafal Hamed's next line in the Mishnah that after shoshishis means, let's say, for argument's sake, Chatzos on Erev Pesach will be 12 o'clock, approximately 12 o'clock. So an hour before Chatzos, the date exerted the Rabbanon, so it's considered as if Chatzos is 11 o'clock. And the Rabban Chatzos is 11 o'clock. Chametz is also from 10 o'clock on, B'shoch Hamishis, Chametz is also, but it's only also B'achila Muta B'hanua. So from the Rambam is Mashma very strongly that if you eat Chametz B'shoch Hamishis, even though you violated exerted the Rabbanon, there wouldn't be Makas Mardis. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came the Raisa Tikkun. The din the Raisa is a chametz only also b'achila after chatzos. So if you eat it an hour before chatzos from 11 o'clock on, that's chatzos midir Rabbanan. That's why they asked bein b'achila bein mano. But if you eat the chametz b'shor chamishes between 10 and 11, they didn't declare that it's also b'hano. It's a gzeira. It's a gzeira shema. So that's not kein the Raisa. If you violate a gzeira, there's not automatically makas mardis. If you eat the chametz after 11 o'clock, so they declared you should consider 11 o'clock as chatzos. So the Gemara says, if a man is Mekadosh Anisha, Lechita Kordanaisa, Nishesh Hosan Lamaila, Shizaini Mekadosh. So we had in the first parak, there was Machlek, is Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was a little child when Rashi passed away. The Rabbeinu Tam's older brother, the Rashbam, learned with Rashi. He was significantly older than the Rabbeinu Tam. So Rashbam really argues with Rashi because he learned with Rashi. He always speaks of Rashi with such derech eretz. So Rabbeinu Tam was a young child. He felt free to, he didn't have such a connection with Rashi. He felt free to disagree with Rashi on many different issues. So sometimes we pass like the Rabbeinu Tam disagreeing with Rashi. Sometimes we don't. We don't wear tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. We wear tefillin the Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam didn't wear tefillin the Rashi. He wore his own tefillin. He wore tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam had an argument with Rashi. What does it mean? So Rashi learns, Chita kudinai says only chametz nuksha. Only the tchilas hachimutz process begins. But the kudinai, so hare ararot, is translated in Targum as kudinai. So the chitim that grow there in kudinai, achitim koshim, it's never going to, the dough is never going to rise to become chametz dagan gomer. The chimutz is a process. So the beginning of the process is called Seor. That's why we had a Mishnah. Where was it? Memvav or Memzain or something. So the beginning of the Chimetz process is already awesome in the Rabbanim. So Rashi learns, even though it's a trade the Rabbanim, it's Bishor Shishis. He's Mekadosh the Yisha between 11 and 12. So it's only awesome on Amid the Rabbanim. And it's only Chometz Mid the Rabbanim because it's Chitim Koshim. It's really Chometz Nuksha. So it's a trade the Rabbanim. And a trade the Rabbanon is also Einim Mekudeshes. The Rabbanon, Einim Mekudeshes. Afkin Rabbanon Kedushimine, something like that. And the Rabbeinu Tam disagreed. He said, no, if you have a trade the Rabbanon, he thinks that it is Mekudeshes Misofik. You would treat it as Mekudeshes Misofik. If you have a din, if you have an Isa that's only based on a combination of two the Rabbanons, it's not as Chomer as a din that's based on one din the Rabbanon. We have a din on Shabbos. We paskin in Tosis and Gittin, Avches and Beis, the two opinions. Amira le Nochri is only mid the Rabbanon. So what if I ask a Nochri to do an Isa de Rabbanon? That's called the Shvuz de Shvuz. So we paskin a Shvuz de Shvuz is Mutter be Mokam Mitzvah. Tosis has two opinions. One opinion is that Shvuz de Shvuz is only Mutter be Mokam Mila Bizmana. Other mitzvahs not. And the accepted opinion, both opinions are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And the accepted opinion, the Nais Kelim said, the accepted opinion is that Shvus the Shvus is always Mutter. Not only by Mitzvahs Mila, even though Mila is the Cheshabbos, not only by Mitzvahs Mila, but all Mitzvahs are Shvus the Shvus Mutter Ma'achem Mitzvah. Whenever you have, I think that was a question on the Bechina, no. Whenever you have a double Derabbanon, so it's more Kal than an Isa that's based on a single Derabbanon. Amir le'nochri b'makam mitzvah, we're not meikel, but amir le'nochri ana derabbanon is a shvuz de shvuz, then we're meikel b'makam mitzvah. And the same over here, if you have mikadosh b'chita kur denaisa b'shoa shishis, the Rabbeinu Tam holds, in Shulchan Aruch they quote the different opinions. In Ebenezer they quote, so they quote Rashi, that even if it's a double derabbanon, also ena mikodeshes, it's chametz nuksha b'shoa shishis, b'shoa's derabbanon, and chametz derabbanon. It's a double derabbanon, still, Einim b'kudeshes, and they quote the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. If you have a double the Rabbanon, so it'll be m'kudeshes misafik. We'll treat it as if it is m'kudeshes misafik. We know from other Gemaras that not all the Rabbanons are on the same level. Not all the dinim the Rabbanon are on the same level. The Gemara has a din when you mafris chumas and maestris. Let's say I have different fields. So one field, I have potatoes growing on everything, I have wheat growing on everything, whatever, or grapes growing, it's all the same. I have everything growing is the same. So you can be mafrish from one bushel on the other. What if I was already mafrish, chumas and maestris, on these 100 bushels? I can't be mafrish again from the bush. It's no longer devil. You can only be mafrish men achiv al achiv. You can't be mafrish men apotar al achiv. If I have 100 bushels and I was ready mafrish chumas and maestris, so these 100 bushels are no longer tevel. So I cannot be mafrish now from these bushels on the bushels that grew in the other field which are mamish tevel, because that's called hafroshim and apoter al achiv. So similarly, the Gemara says if the level of chiv is not the same, one will be a double derabbanon and one will be a single derabbanon. There are a lot of dinim derabbanon and hafroshim chumas and maestris. So if it's a double derabbanan, the chiyuv haprosha is a weaker than if it's a single derabbanan. And the Gemara has, let's say, the tvua grew in the field of an ochri, or the tvua grew in the field of a Jew, but it's lokuach. Lokuach is also only chayiv mederabbanan. So the Gemara says, if the Gemara Menachah says, if there are different levels of din in the Rabbanan, it can't be mafrish from a higher level on the lower level. That's mafrish menachiv ala potter. It can't be mafrish from the lower level chiv on the higher level chiv. The kid said, not all the din in the Rabbanan are all on the same boat. You don't say everything is b'chad machta. The din in the Rabbanan, sometimes if you have a trade the Rabbanan, that's not as chomer as a chad the Rabbanan. Even if it's a chad the Rabbanan, some of the Rabbanans are more chomer than other the Rabbanans. Okay, so that's the Gemara had a few comments, and now starts the main sugya that goes on till Chof Dalet on the base, till that Gemara about eating shaloka derech achilosai. So it starts the whole sugya of which macholas asuris are also banua. We mentioned it's a Mishnah next to the last Mishnah in Tmura. This gives you a whole list of all macholas asuris that are also banua, and which are, divides them into two categories. Some of them are nigbarim, they have to be disposed of, and some of them are nisrafim, they have to be burnt. It's a mitzvah to burn it. And nisrafim lo yikovru, if it's supposed to be burnt, then you're not yotzei the mitzvah if you just throw it in the garbage and you dispose of it, because the mitzvah is dafke to do sreifa. V'ha nigbarim lo yisarfu, you're not supposed to burn it. So that's the Mishnah towards the next to the last Mishnah in Tmura. Then you have the Mishnah at the end of the second parak in Kedushin. Says a man is Bekadosh and Isha b'Shabbat Kesef. Shabbat Kesef is Kikesef Dami. It's good for Kedushin, but it has to be a Shabbat Pruta. So if you're Bekadosh with Yisrei Hanoa, is Einim Mekudeshes. And the Rishonim gave, different Rishonim gave three different explanations. Some said Yisrei Hanoa Einim Shaloi. So the Chosan doesn't own the Yisrei Hanoa that he's giving it. Some say that it is shalom, but it's ain't a bishusoi. That's why the Ksois likes that, because bishus means accessibility. It's also banor, so it's not considered accessible. And others disagree, and they say, what are you talking about? In Metzias, it is shalom. In Metzias, it is bishusoi. The reason why it's ain't a kodesh is Rashi Shita, because not shavar pruta. Not shavar pruta. So you have to know which macholas asuras are also banor, which of them are muta banor. So here the Mishnah tells us that Chometz B'Pesach is also Ba'anro. And the next daf we pointed out, Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, Rabbi Yosef Glili, is quoted the 15 lines from the bottom. Tamei al atzmecha. It's a braisa. What are you off your mind? I never heard of such a thing. Chometz B'Pesach is also Ba'anro. It's not true. The Bal Yeroi, but it's not also Ba'anro. You can sell it to a goy. You don't want to violate Bal Yeroi Matzah. Sell it to a goy, make money. Why should you burn it? Why should you burn? Yeah, but we don't pass like him. So Gemara wants to know, where does it say in the Chumash that the Chometz B'Pesach is also ba'no? Just says that it's also ba'chil. So that's a machlokes Chizkia and Rabbi Abbo. So Chizkia claims the only time you have the right to declare that it says something in Chumash is also ba'chil, you're going to say on your own, it's also ba'no, is if it says it in this funny form. Instead of saying l'sechel kol nevela, if it says lo ye yachel, lo ye yachel, lo ye yachel chametz. Chametz may not be eaten, means he can't even feed it to your dog. Why? Because like this, he would have to pay for a can of dog's food, and now you're taking chametz, which is us. Chametz also b'achilas, he can't eat it. Why can't you feed it to the dogs? Nevela treifi may feed to the dogs. Lakelav tashlich anosa, says by treifa, because muta bahano. So why can't you feed chametz to the dogs? Lo yeachel may not be eaten even by the dogs. The answer is because it's also bahano. So Chizkia claims the only time macholas asuris are also bahano if you have a pasuk lo yeachel. But if it just says lo sochal, it's not gonna. It doesn't mean that it's also bahano. And Rabbi Abbo has this famous comment: no. Whenever it says lo sochlo lo sochlo lo yochel lo ye lo tochlo, whatever, anything that's also b'achilu is automatically also b'ano, unless you have a pasuk that says that it's muta. How does it come off to say such a thing? If it just says it's also b'achilu, because he proves it kedar shepart locha b'nevela. Torah says by nevela kol nevela lo sochelu lager hashav b'shachet tetan b'achala o mochel anochri. Why does the Chumash have to tell me I can give it as a matana to the ger, a sell it to the goy? Why would I think that it should be usher? Why do you need that pasuk for? Let it just say kol nevela lo sechela lo sechel kol nevela. Period. You're not allowed to eat it. Why would I think I have a minute that it's usher mana? So you see from that pasuk, whenever something is usher b'achila, automatically should be usher mana. Unless the pasuk singles out kedusha part lachab b'nevela, if it says beferish, it's muta b'anoa, then it's muta. But it doesn't say beferish, so anything that's asa b'achila should really be automatically asa b'anoa. We usually assume like Rabbi Bo. The Rambam assumes like Rabbi Bo that kol mokum. What's his statement? Kol mokum shenem ala yochel asachlo lasachlo echadis b'achila b'isa echadis anoa. Unless the pasuk tells explicitly that it's muta, kedach shepard l'cha b'nevela d'tanya. So when the Gemara quotes machlekes ha-meir and Rabbi Yehuda, what's a machlekes? How do you read that pasuk? Like erish avashach t'nana v'achala amachal anochri. So Rabbi Meir is of the opinion. Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. So according to Rabbi Meir, even though it says you should give the nevela to the ger toshav, or you can sell it to a goy, it's lav dafke a matona to the ger toshav and selling to the goy. If you want, you can give it a matona to the goy, and if you want, you can sell it to the ger toshav. It's lav dafke mechira to the goy and the sina to the ger toshav. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, dvarim kichsavam. You're not allowed to do the reverse. Why are you not allowed to do the reverse? So Rabbi Meir says, no, that's what the pasuk means. Then it's muta b'ano, so any ano you want. To sell, you're getting hana, you're getting money, and to give a matana to the ger toshav, also you're getting hana. Someday he will, my next door neighbor, whenever you have something trade, so I give it to the goy, your next door neighbor. So sometimes I need a Shabbos goy, so he's available, or I sell a chametz to him. So we have a relationship. I do tovus to him, and in exchange for that, he does tovus to me as well. So that's why giving a matana to a nochri hamakiro, if I know who he is a violation of Isuri Hanor, because I can expect he's probably going to repay the teiva. He's going to do a teiva to me in exchange. So that's what Reb Meir learns pshat. It means that nevela is muta b'ano. And Reb Yehuda disagrees. What does Reb Yehuda say? Dvarim kichsavim. What are you not allowed to do? So this Gemara appears also in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph is commenting on a difficult pasuk in Chumash Devarim. Chumash Devarim, it says, when the whole Chumash Devarim, Baisha Abena starts off in Parshas Devarim, he gives a pep talk that we should cross over the Yarden and conquer the land, and we should live in Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises he's going to give us Eretz Yisrael. So it says, when we come to Eretz Yisrael, we should be careful to wipe out the Zionumis, Achrim Tachrimim. We shouldn't get involved in Avodah Zarah. We shouldn't intermarry with the Zionumis. And then it has a pasuk, a difficult line, when we're going to have a relationship with the Nochrim in Eretz Yisrael. It says, Loisachonim. How do you translate Loisachonim? So the Gemara has three levels of interpretation, and all three interpretations are accepted on the level of their eyes. It's one pasuk and it has three different translations. The first pshat is miloshen chinam. You're not allowed to give a matnas chinam to a nochri. The second pshat is miloshen chanoya. Lo sitan lem chanoya bikarka. Lo yisuchan, you're not allowed to let a goy remain living in Eretz Yisrael if you have control of the land. If the Jewish government has control of the land. Now, if they'll chase out all the Arabs from Eretz Yisrael, well, like you're supposed to chase out all the Arabs, so all the Arabs will join together, including the Emirates, including everybody, and they'll all, the United Nations will close down Eretz Yisrael if they don't let goyim by karka. But when Eretz Yisrael is under Jewish control, that's the din. Lo yisuchan milosh and chanoya, lo sit lam chanoya bikarka. Machlek is the Rambam and the Ravid, if the Yisr is only violated if you sell a karka to the goy, or even if you rent it to the goy. What if the goy is only renting it temporarily? Is there an iser? The iser is only if you sell it to the goy. A couple of years ago, the rabbi, Rabbi Eliyahu has a son, a prominent rabbi, who's the rabbi in Tzvat. Very sweet person. So there was an issue there. Is it permissible to sell a house to an Arab? So he said it's not permissible. So they attacked him in the newspapers. He's a racist. Well, he's just saying over the din in Yeridah. It's a din in the Shulchan Aruch. That's based on this Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf. Tzfat is part of Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to sell Eretz Yisrael to a Nochri. And the third pshat in Lasechanim is Minoshen Chain. Lo Yisrael Chain B'Einechem. You're not permitted to praise a Nochri. Let's say there's a wonderful professor in the yeshiva, and they say, what a wonderful professor, and the boys invite him to the wedding when they get married. Like they invite the Rebbe to the wedding, so they invite the Goyish professor to the wedding also. So you're not allowed to do that. So you're not supposed to praise a Nochri unless someone asks Rebbe, you. Yeah.
What about the bracha that you're supposed to say to kings and to, you know, smart people, Nobel winners?
The bracha you got to say, or a good-looking guy. The Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva bumped into this good-looking Nochris, so he said the bracha. And then later on, he turned out that he married her because she converted. Rabbi Akiva had three wives, one after the other, after the other. So that Nochris, the one that he said the bracha on, she later converted and she married Rabbi Akiva. So if you see a good-looking guy, you got to say the bracha. If you see a king, you got to say a bracha. See a big professor who's a genius and chachmas sumasar and chachmas chitzonias, you have to say a bracha. But you're not allowed to praise him to others because we want to have our hero should be tzaddikim, tamei chachamim, yirei shemayim. He shouldn't be football players or baseball players. We shouldn't consider those people our heroes. Shouldn't hang up a picture of a baseball player. You should hang up pictures of tzaddikim to emulate them. So that we have three levels of pshat in the pasuk. The Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Achaz dibra lakim shtaim zu shamati. You can have mikra echad yotze lekama taimim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that it can have more than one level of interpretation in any given pasuk. So this one pasuk, it's a difficult word, loisechanim. What's the root of the word? So we accept all the three pshatim in Yeridah, second chelik Yeridah, not to give chanoi bekarka. They shouldn't be noisechem b'einechem. Let's say I need someone to paint my apartment. So I ask the neighbors, did you ever have anybody paint? So he said, yeah, this Nochri is a gewaldige painter. So he's praising him. He's not praising him that he's going to hang his picture up. He wants to emulate him. He wants his children to become painters of the apartments. He's telling me he's the, from all the painters that he had over the years, he's the best one. So he's recommending him. Or the students, a new student comes into college, Matsuna, which professor should I take? They say, don't take this guy, he's a Meshuggah. Take this Nochri. The Nochri is the best one who teaches, okay? You're not praising him, L'shem praising him, praising him, L'to'elus, that the new student should know where he shouldn't fall in. He shouldn't take the stupid, the idiot professor. He should take the good professor who teaches and he marks, he's a fair marker and so on. So we have three levels of interpretation, Miloshin, Chanoya bekarka miloshen chinam matnas chinam amiloshen chen lo yisrechen beinechem. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf says that pasuk that we interpret lo sechanim not to give a matnas chinam to a nochri, that's Rabbi Yudah's sheet over here. What ticked us off? What led us to believe that that's a third interpretation in the pasuk, not to give a matnas chinam to a nochri? Because it says if you have an avela lagerish avishachet nana. You can sell it to a Nochri and you can give it as a gift if the Ger Toshim needs tzedakah and it's a mitzvah l'achyoso, so you can give the nevela as a matana to the Ger Toshim. But it's mashma from the pasuk, Rabbi Yudah says, Dvarim kechsavam, you're not allowed to give a matana to a Nochri. Only permitted to give a matana to a Ger Toshim, not allowed to give a matana to a Nochri. Rashi and Adaf sounds like he's saying within Rabbi Yudah, Dvarim kechsavam, literally both not allowed. You're not allowed to sell it to a Ger Toshav either. Why are you not allowed to sell it to a Ger Toshav? If he's not a poor man and there's no mitzvah to give him tzedakah, so why shouldn't I be permitted to sell? I'm allowed to sell it to the Nochri. What's the issue to sell to Ger Toshav? It's a problematic Rashi. Because the simple reading of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf and Aleph is that when Rabbi Yudah says Dvarim kechsavam, he didn't mean that both are rasa. He didn't mean to sell to a Ger Toshav is awesome. If it's $1,000 worth of meat, so I'm not mechuyev to give tzedakah to the Ger Toshav. Give tzedakah $10, $20, whatever, but you don't give it, you're not mechuyif to give $1,000 for tzedakah. We have so many other poor people in the world. We have Jewish anim. Why should I give $1,000 to the ger toshav? So the pashtus is that I'm allowed to sell to the ger toshav. And if he's not poor, of course I'm allowed to sell to him. Dvarim kechsavim just means one thing is asad. You're not allowed to give a matnas chinim to the nochri. Matnas chinim is only mutter to the ger toshav. But to the nochri, it's asad. So that's what the Gemara says. If you hold like Reb Meir, that leger toshav and the nochri both are mutter, both to give a matana and to sell. So the pasuk is telling me, it's also but it's muta bahano. So the pasuk implies, if not for the pasuk and not for the second half of the pasuk that says nevela is muta bahano, I would have thought that it should be also bahano, because whenever anything is also bahilo, automatically I say that it's also bahano. But if you all like Rabbi Yehuda, that the pasuk doesn't mean to say that everything is muta. Means some things are mutter, some things are rossi. You're not allowed to give a matnas chinam to the nochri. So maybe that's why the pasuk writes this. You should realize that a matnas chinam is only mutter to the ger toshav and not mutter to the nochri. But I don't need a pasuk to tell me that nevela is mutter bano. I would never have had a half a minute to think that it's also bano. The pasuk has to have that addition, the ger toshav shechat, etc., to teach me that to give a matana to a nachri is awesome. But not that the pasuk is telling me, like Rav Meir said, that nevela is mutabana. Of course nevela is mutabana. So the Gemara says, we paskin like Rav Abo. We assume not like Chizkiah, like Rav Abo. So if you hold like Rav Meir is nicha, the Gemara says, you learn out this klal that whenever something is also bachila, it should also be awesome. No, unless you have a beferish pasuk that says otherwise. So that's ha nicha. If you hold like Rav Meir, that's what the pasuk means. Lagerish avishachet tenena, etc. It means that the veil is mutabana. But if you hold like Rav Yehuda, that's not what the pasuk means. The pasuk means to tell you not to give a matnas chinam to a nochri. So how do you know this idea of Rav Abo? That's the last line. So the Gemara says, that's what the Gemara says. Here, it's around 8 lines from the bottom. Bishleim, there are mad dama, echad geb, echad nacha, bein men b'chir, bein men insina, meyadis, terkola, mishri, nevela, ba'no, kol isem, shabbatar, isem, bein machir, bein ma'no. You learn out from Rav Meir's interpretation of the pasuk, and whatever something is awesome, b'chir, it's awesome, ma'no. But if you all like Rav Yehuda, the amad, dvarm, kichsav, and hudi, asa, the pasuk is not telling me that nevela is mutabano. Why would I think it's awesome? Pasuk is telling me that hana is aser. To give a matnas chinim to a nochri is aser. You're not allowed to give. You're not allowed to give a matnas chinim to a nochri. So how do you know this klal of Rabbi Abo? So Gemara says, I learned it out from the other pasuk by Trefa. It says, you're not allowed to eat kol Trefa lo sachelo, lakelev tashlichan also. Why do you have to have lakelev tashlichan also? What does it mean? It's muta bahana. So why does it have to say it's mutabana? If it wouldn't say that the trefa is mutabana, it would have been osabana. So the implication is osa ata mashalcha kelev. Trefa is mutabana. According to Shabbat Torah, arosa, anything that's osamachila is automatically osabana. So that's how Rabbi Abohu interprets that pasuk. La kelev tashlichan also, trefa is an exception to the rule. The rule is that all macholas asuras should also be also bahanoa, not only also bachila, unless you have a pasuk that says that it's muta. So it says that trefa is muta, it says that nevela is muta, but everything else that's also bachila will be also bahanoa. So then the Gemara says, but according to Rav Meir, I already know that rule from the other pasuk, from nevela. It says, lagerish echatena vachola machala nachri, and it really means that both muta, mechira and matona, both muta, both to the get toshav and to the nochri. So I already know this klal of Rabbi Abo that kamak mishenemer isra achila, it includes isra no. Why do you need the pasuk akelav tashlichan also? Mara says maybe it tells me a chiddush tachulam bazara is also. What do you mean chulam bazara akelav tashlichan also? Also atamashlech akelav nevela is mutabano biyatamashlech chulam bazara. If you shecht the bema schul and then the azara, it's also bahano. We don't even know that it's also bachila. I need the pasuk lakel also. also atamashlach kelbi atamashlach chulim bazara. I need a pasuk to tell me all three levels. It's also to shech chulim bazara. It's also b'achila if you did it, and then it's also b'ano. The pasuk is teaching me three things. It's even also b'ano. So then the Gemara says, and how does, but according to, but if you hold like Reb Yudah, and you need this pasuk l'kelab tashlich and also to tell you the din of Reb Yabo, that whenever there's an Isra Achila, there's automatically an Isra Ano, so you don't have any extra word also to tell you that Chulam Bazar is also Ano. So how do you take know that din? So the Gemara says, maybe the din is not true. Maybe Chulam Bazar is Lav Da'arais. And that's what, so on the side of the Gemara, it tells you to look in Nozir Chavtes. That's where the Tesis that we mentioned yesterday, the Tesis points out. Tesis over here quotes it also. Tesis over here quotes it here. The second Tesis on the top Chav Beis Amin Aleph, the Ramascha Chulam Bazar Alav Derais. So they quote Nozir Chavtes, Leman Diyama, there's a Machalik Zabiechen of Eishlokish, Hov Madir is Beno Benozir. What kind of a din is that? So Abiechen says, Halacha he benoz, it must be Halacha Moshe Messina. Mishlokshu says, no, it's not Halacha Moshe Messina, it's a din med the Rabbanami Tam Chinuch, and it only applies a father with a son. It doesn't apply the father with the daughter. A woman can become a Nazira, but the father has no right to make his daughter a Nazira. The mother has no right to make either his son or her daughter a Nozer or a Nazir. Only a father with a son, and it's Midin Chinuch. So how do you bring karbonis when the Naziris is over? And it only applies when the child is a katan. Once the child is by mitzvah, he's on his own. He has to take his own ned in Naziris if he wants to become an Ozer. The father can't be madde beno benozer after the child is by mitzvah. From the Gemara in, I remember when I got married, I was learning Nozer. So I said, by the chosnes tish, I said, dvartar amaseches Nozer. So in the Gemara Nozer, it would appear, can the father be Madar Beno Benazir up until Bar Mitzvah, or maybe the year before Bar Mitzvah, since the child is a Mufla HaSamach Leish, and if he takes a Neder, it'll be binding. So maybe just like the father has no right to be Madar Beno Benazir after Bar Mitzvah, maybe during the year before Bar Mitzvah also not. So the Gemara says it depends. There's a Machlokes in Maseches Nida regarding that din. Mufla HaSamach Leish, Machlokes, the Ramam and the Ravid had a Paskin also. Whether that din, mufla samach leish, is that a din derais or a din derabbanan? That a child before bar mitzvah could be mafresh trumas amaisus. So a child before bar mitzvah takes a neder. It's binding. Let's say he has ice cream, and he asks it beneder on someone else. No one else is allowed to eat it. Is that a nisa derais or nisa derabbanan? So that's a machlekes in the Gemara, and nidas machlekes the Ramam and the Ravid, where the mufla samach leish is the Raisa or the Rabbanan. So the Gemara seems like it's, the Gemara seems to say it depends. If Mufla Samach Leish is a din the Raisa the year before Bar Mitzvah, the child can be Mekabel and then in the Zeris, then the father has no right to be Madar Beno Benozer during that year. But if the whole din of Mufla Samach Leish is only the Rabbanan, and in the Dorim of the child are only binding after Bar Mitzvah, then the father can even be Madar Beno Benozer during that year. So that's a problem with the Rambam. Why? I think the Rambam paskins that Mufla Samach Leish is the Raisa, and the father can be Madar Beno Benozer up until Bar Mitzvah. So based on the Gemara, it's a contradiction. If Mufla Samach Leish is the Raisa, the father should not be a Balabos. He should only be able to be Madar Beno Benozer until a year before Bar Mitzvah. So the Mefarshim asked that kash. So at the time, I said a teretz, and that's what I said by the chasen's tish. So if David Lifshitz was sitting next to me by my chasenah, so he whispers in my ear, the Or Samech says that answer. I hadn't looked in the Or Samech. I thought it was my original genius came up with this teretz. The Or Samech says exactly the answer that I gave. Okay. Anyway, so the Tosis points out there on the Gemara. The Gemara raised a question. Bishleim, if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, that Ha'av Madir is Ben Abin Nazir is a din Halachal Moshe Misinai. So Halachal Moshe Misinai is a din that rises. So part of the Halachal Moshe Misinai is that when the father makes his son into a Nazir, when the 30 days of Naziris, 100 days, however long he was Mekabal Naziris for the son, when the Naziris is up, he brings a set of karbonos. But if you hold like Rish Lakish, that Ha'av Madir is Ben Abin Nazir is only Midin Chinuch, So it's only midirabbanan. So how do you bring a carbon? Isn't it a violation of chulin bazar? Gonna ship. The kid is not a nazir on the level of darsi. Oh, I make believe nazir midirabbanan. So how do you bring carbonus naziris when the malos is over? So the Gemara says because Rish Lakish thinks that chulin bazar lab daraisa. So Tosis points out there they always thought that the question about chulin bazar daraisa derabbanan is the prohibition you're not allowed to shecht chulin bazar. And if you shechted it, you're not allowed to eat it. And not only you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to get benefit, you're not allowed to get hanoah. But they thought to burn the chulin on the mizbeach, to be makrevit on the mizbeach, that for sure is an isa. Like if you have a pasul of carbon, you're only allowed to burn on the mizbeach kosher carbonus. If a pasul of carbon, the mishnayis and zvachim assume that there's an isa. So now they learn nazir daf chavtes. You see that everything is the rabbanon. According to Rish Lakish, who holds chulin mazar alav der isa, not only the three prohibitions, you're not allowed to shech chulin mazar. If you did, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to get anor from it. Even the burning it on the mizbech. Min ha-Torah, it's chulin gemurim, because the kid is not a nazir. And nonetheless, min ha-Torah, it's mutter to burn chulin on the mizbech. The whole isav, to be makrif chulin on the mizbech, is only the rabban. Everything is only the rabban. So that's what the Gemara says. Maybe that depends on this machlokes. That the Gemara has on the fifth line. Mos Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. How can you say like Rabbi Abo that whenever something is also bachilas automatically also banon unless you have a ferish pasuk? What about Gidan Osher? It says in Chumash Al Kain Leyochem and he says Gidan Osher in Parshas Vayishlach. You're not allowed to eat Gidan Osher. And the Mishnah says Shaleich Adam Yerech LeNachri. You're permitted to send a gift to a goy. I Tanisa Lo Sechanim. Tanisa Lo Sechanim. So the answer is a Nachri Hamakiro. It's my next door neighbor. So whenever it's a Nachri Hamakiro, it's not considered a Matnas Chinam. I can expect that he's going to reciprocate. He's probably going to do something on my behalf. He's going to, if I need a Shabbos guy, he'll turn on the light sometime on Shabbos, whatever. He'll do me a Toiva. If it's a Nachri Shein Hamakiro, then you're not getting Hanoah from the Nachri, but then you're in violation. Let's say I have something that's also bahano. Have basa b'cholov. Basa b'cholov, the rice is also bahano. Basa b'cholov, if you cook chicken and milk, that's only basa b'cholov, the rabbanon. So that says in Shulchan Aruch, that's muta b'bishul and muta bahano. It's only also b'achila. If you have basa b'cholov, the rice and meat cooked with milk, basa b'cholov, the rice is also bahano. So what am I going to do with the basa b'cholov, the rice? See, if I give it to the next door neighbor, the Nachri Hamakiro, then I'm in violation of Yisuri Hanoah because he's probably going to reciprocate. He's going to do a teva to me in the future. So I'm getting Hanoah because I gave him a matane. So he's going to give me, I gave him the basa b'cholov deraisa, zasa banoah. He's probably going to reciprocate and do something on my favor. He's going to pick up the mail for me. If there's a package in the delivery room, he's going to bring it up to my apartment. He'll do a teva to me. So I'm not allowed to. If it's a nachish, ain't a makiro. If it's I'm going to take the basa b'cholov deraisa and give it to someone in the street. I see a guy walking in the street and say, here's some food, I can't eat it. I only eat kosher here, I have a gift, eat it. So I'm in violation of Leser Chanim. You're not allowed to give a matan chinim to the guy. If you give it to the Nachri HaMakira, you're not in violation of Leser Chanim. It's not chinim, because it's going to reciprocate, but then you're in violation of the Issa Hanoh. If it's only Asa Bachila, then there's no Issa Hanoh. So then you can give it to your cleaning lady. But if it's Basa B'chalav Deraisa, it's Asa Banoh. So if you give it to the cleaning lady, she'll probably be a little more conscientious and she'll clean the house a little better because you give them matonis. You give them more than the salary that you made up. So the Mishnah says, Shaleich Adam Yerech LaNachri, you're sending a gift to the Nachri, a Nachri HaMakiro, so he's going to reciprocate, so it's not a violation of Leisa Chaneim. The Gid Anasha B'tocho, so the Nachri appreciates it. If you would have cut out the Gid Anasha, it would the whole quarter of the animal would look sloppy. It's all chopped up. It's all cut up. So the goy appreciates it more. I gave him a big solid piece of meat, a big chunk of meat with the get anosh. So I'm getting hanoah. He's going to be more appreciative that I gave him the big quarter of the animal without cutting it up, without butchering it up. So I'm getting hanoah from the fact that the get anosh is there. So the Gemara asks, since get anosh is asam achidu, should be asam hanoah. And the Mishnah says it's mutab hanoah. So the Gemara quotes that some achleks Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. Reb Shimon holds an achenami here. The Gemara quotes later the Tanya. Gid anosh muta b'ano divi Reb Yudah Reb Shimon oiser. Reb Shimon taka holds that like Reb Abo, that since it says you're not allowed to eat gid anoshes, and not only asa b'achila, it's asa b'anoa as well. Yeah, but the Rambam paskin that it's muta b'anoa, like the Mishnah, the gid anoshes is muta b'anoa against Reb Shimon. The Zohar says that gid anoshes is asa b'anoa. So the Beis Yosef recommends maybe we should be machmer like the Zohar, that gid anoshes should be asa b'anoa. So the Bach says, what did he dig up a Zohar? The Zohar is the same as Reb Shimon. We assume the Zohar was authored by Reb Shimon by Yochai. So the Gemara quotes Reb Shimon. So the Beis Yosef didn't add anything in addition over here. He didn't add another source. We know Reb Shimon holds that it's also Banu. So the Gemara said, why should Reb Yudah hold the Gid on Asher Butamano? So the Gemara says, "En for the Gemara, Kosova Rabbi Abo, Rabbi Abo holds whenever the something is also Bachil, it's automatic, unless you have a Pasuk that says Beferish. So he says he has a Beferish Pasuk. Kasaba Rabbi Abo thinks Kishuhut Nevela, when the Pasuk says, Lagerash Avishracha Tidnana Bachala Machala Nach, what do you do with the Nevela? You can sell the whole Nevela to the Goy. You can sell the whole Nevela, including the Gid Anasha Shabo. So you're getting Hanoah from the Gid Anasha. So you see, not only Nevela is Mutaba Hanoah, everything in the Nevela is also Mutaba Hanoah. Even the Gid Anasha Shabo is also Mutaba Hanoah. So the Gemara says, really? That source that you're saying, the Pasuk says, the whole Nevela is Mutabano, includes even that part of Nevela, that's the Gid Anasha. It's also, so it tells me not only Nevela is Mutabano, Pasuk tells me that Gid Anasha is also Mutabano, tells me that the Chelev is also Mutabano. But I don't need that Pasuk to tell me Chelev is Mutabano, I know from a different Pasuk. Chelev Nevela, the Chelev Trefa Yasa Lachol Malacha, So that's a pasuk. Where's that pasuk? Chela Nevela here. In Vayikra chapter Zion, it's quoted in Chav Gimel Amal Aleph, six lines from the bottom. Chela Nevela, Chela Trefa Yasa, Lachol Malacha, Mutabano, Vacha Lo Sachlu, it's only Asa Bachila. So that Nevela is Mutabano, says, Lagerish Abshach Nadabachala, Machal Anachri. The pasuk says Nevela. That Chela is Mutabano, it says Yasa Lachol Malacha. That's a discussion, six lines from the bottom on Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. How do you know Gid Anasha is Mutabana? So the Gemara says, that Pasuk that says, Lagera Shavashach, that's not about Chala, you can give Nevela or sell Nevela to a Goy, or give it as a gift to the Ger Toshav, includes everything that's within the Nevela. When it says Nevela is Mutta, even the Gid Anasha Shabo, and even the Chelev Shabo. So the Chelev Shabo, we don't need this Pasuk. We know Chelev Nevela, Yasa Lachal Malach, is Mutabana. But even the Gid Anasha Shabo shows you that Gid Anasha is Mutabano. So the Gemara says, Hanicha Lamandam Yesh Begin Meraisintam. Elamandam Begin Meraisintam. Aik Elameimar, there is a Machloikis in Chulin, Machloikis Hatanoim, where the Gid Anasha is Dina Kibosar Anat. The Gid is not so tasty at all. So the we Paskin Alocha, that Gid is not Dina Kibosar. It doesn't taste like meat. And most people would not want to eat it at all. Most people just cut it out, even the goyim. Even if it's mutta b'achila, most people would throw it out because it doesn't taste like anything at all. It's not roi l'achila. So the Gemara says, when the Pasuk says, lo sochel kol nevela, nevela is only asa, besar nevela is asa. Let's say an animal dies, an animal didn't have a proper shechita, so it dies. So it's an isa nevela. So there's no isa nevela. Let's say it's a bull and the bull has horns. The horns are muta, the karnayim are muta, the tlofim, let's say the horse has hooves. The hooves are muta, it's not basar. And the only thing that's asar is the besar nevela. Those parts of the dead animal that are not edible are not included in the isa nevela. So what about when the Torah says nevela is asar, but you can sell it to the goy, because muta bano, does that refer to the gid hanasha shebetach hanevela also? That there's an iser, that there's an iser nevela. If you eat the gid anasha shal nevela, you get twice malchus or once malchus. Are you just in violation of gid anasha? But he's saying no, gid anasha is dina kibosar, so you're also in violation of nevela. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Ha'echem begin anasha shal behemet meya. If you eat a gid anasha from an elephant, or you eat a gid anasha from a horse or from a donkey, so Rabbi Yehuda mechayv shtaim. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's two more malchus. There's one malchus because he ate a gid anasha. There's one malchus because it's behemah tmeya, because gid is dina kibosa. Rab Shimon Paiter, Rab Shimon holds no. The ain begidin ben Eisen Tam. Gid Anasha is doesn't have enough taste in it. It's not dina kibosa. It's like Eitzel, Atoir Asrasa. It's like a piece of wood. A piece of wood is not Reil Achila, so there's no Isra Achila on it. Gid Anasha is an Isra. You know, even though it's not Reil Achila, you're not allowed to swallow it down your throat. That's the pasuk. Okay, no Yachal Ben Ein says Gid Anasha, but it's not dina kibosa. So the Gemara says, when you're telling me Keshvuchu Nevela Hiva Chelba Begida Hutra, when the Torah says that Nevela is Mutabana and includes everything in the Nevela, that's only if Gid Anasha is Dina Kibasa, Yesh Begidin Benoisin Tam, it's Dina Kibasa, and if I cook the Gid Anasha in a pot full of soup, it'll make the whole soup treif and make everything treif because it's a piece of basar, and the basar is nice and tam. But we don't accept that opinion. We paskin ain't beginning menosin tam. We paskin gid is not dina kibosa. And if by mistake I cook the gid anasha together with a whole pot of soup, the pot of soup will be kosher. It doesn't make treif because it's not dina kibosa and it's not roel achila. Eitzuv atoira esrasa, it's like a piece of wood. It's not roel achila. Nonetheless, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it, even though it's not roel achila. What do you mean you're not really eating? You're not allowed to swallow it down your throat. You're doing an act. Achila is only something that's royal achila. So it's not really called achila yet. Let's say you have gid anasha. I left it out of the refrigerator for 2 months, and it became spoiled. Is there a din that it's nifsal me'achila? The Gemara says nevela sheni royal ageri ain't kuri nevela. Whenever you have macholas asuras that became nifsal me'achila, so the din is that it becomes muta. So with that din nifsal me'achila, would that din apply to gid anasha? So the Pashto says, certainly no. Gid Anasha to begin with. Eitzu v'toira sosa. We paskan ain't beginning with nice and tam. It's not the Gid Anasha is not dina kibosar. And when you cook it together with soup, I'm cooking vegetable soup. We assume it's not nice and tam. It doesn't give any tam. Tam ki ikar only applies if the thing is an Isra achila. If it's an Isra, you're not allowed to swallow it. It's not macholas asur. So there's no din of tam ki ikar. It doesn't have a din of tam ki ikar. Tam ki ikar is only, let's say there's something avodah zarah. Let's say there's the Nochri worships the computer. The computer is made from metal, plastic, whatever, glass. The Nochri feels that the computer is the deity because it talks to him and makes faces to him, whatever. So he thinks that the computer is the deity. So he deifies his computer, bows down to it, he prays to it. So it becomes asamana. So let's say you're cooking soup and accidentally part of the computer is sticking in the pot of soup and it gives a flavor into the vegetable soup. Let's say it even enhanced the flavor. It tastes better. The vegetable soup tastes better now because the computer was dipping in. Would you say tam ki ikar? The answer is no. Tam ki ikar only applies on isuri achila. Avodah zarah is also ba, no, it's not also b'achila. You know, if someone deifies cookies, he bows down to the cookies and he prays to the cookies, so they're also b'achila. Because achila is a form of hanor, but it's not macholas asuras. Whatever is avodah zarah is also, it doesn't start off as an isra achila. Here we're talking about macholas asuras that are also b'hanor. Some of them are also b'achila, some of them are also b'hanor. Well, we're talking about the category of macholas asuras. Avodah zarah doesn't belong to the category of macholas asuras at all. So the whole din of tam ki ikar doesn't apply, even though the computer, by dipping the corner of the computer into the pot of vegetable soup, the vegetable soup tastes better now. But it's batel b'rayif. It's a little bit, how come it tastes better? Because a little flavoring goes from the computer into the soup. That flavoring is bottle b'rayif. It's less than 50%. It's bottle b'rayif. If it would be macholas asuras, then it would be a din of tam ki ikar. The computer didn't start off as macholas asuras. It starts off as avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is not asur b'achila. You're not allowed to eat avodah zarah. If someone deifies cookies, you're not allowed to eat it because eating is a form of hanor. But it doesn't start off as an isra achila. It starts off as an isra hanor. So that's the same thing over here, the Gemara says. If you hold ein begidin b'nais and tam, what it means is that gid anasha eitzu v'toira asrasa, it's not really an isra achila. It's an isra, you're not allowed to swallow it down your throat. But you can't really call it achila. So if it's not achila, so there wouldn't be a din of, there wouldn't be the whole din of tam kika. That's how we paskin. Ein begidin b'nais and tam. So if by accident you cook the gid anasha together with a pot of soup, it doesn't asa the soup. You don't need shishim against it. It doesn't mean it doesn't give nesina tam. It does give. One tana holds it does give nesina tam. What is this tana hold? No. This tana hold is not dina kibbasar. It's not called oichel. It's not called oichel. It's asa to eat it, but it's not really an isa achila. It's not macholas asuris. It's an isa to swallow it. It's an isa to swallow, even though it's not achila. So you don't, the din of tam kiika doesn't apply unless the thing is macholas asuris. So that's what the Gemara says. To use that pasuk that says, Lagerish Abishachet, not about cholo, to tell me that everything in the nevela is muta bahano, not only the bisar hanevela, even the chelev, I know from the other pasuk, chelev is mutama. You also luchal malacha b'ochalos achlu, that the Gemara quotes six lines from the bottom of Chav Gimel Amidal. But I need this pasuk, kishuchu nevela, he the gida hutra, to tell me that gida nasha is muta bahano. So the Gemara says, but that's only a valid mucker to say that Gidan Nasha is mutabana. If you hold the Gidan Nasha, yesh begin menois and tam. So Gid is included in Nevela. So when the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat Nevela, it goes on even the Gidan Nasha, shebetach ha-Nevela. The animal never had a shechita, so if you eat the Gidan Nasha on Nevela, get twice Malkus. One Malkus because of Gidan Nasha, one Malkus because of Bisar Nevela. But if you hold the way we pass on the halacha, ain't the gid menais and tam, it's not dina kibasar. So the gid anasha doesn't have an isa nevela on it. So the chumash says, nevela is mutabana, it doesn't include the gid anasha. The gid anasha is not included in the isa nevela. How do you know that it's mutabana? So the Gemara says, you're right. Mansham is like, who's the tana, who's of the pin, ain't the gid menais and tam, Reb Shimon, the tanya, Reb Shimon holds. Ain't gid menais and tam, Shimon takos, the gid anasha is also Bahano, because he has no pasuk to say mutam. So the Rashba and the Taras Abayis, Rashba wrote a whole sefer Taras Abayis, different sections of Shulchan Aruch are patterned after different Sfarim and Rishonim. So the whole Yeridei Chelek Aleph is all patterned after the whole Rashba and the Taras Abayis. Hilchas Shchita, Hilchas Malicha, Hilchas Basa B'cholav, Hilchas Tarubis, everything is mamish, patterned after other sections. Choshimish, but many sections are patterned after the Sefer HaTrumos, Sefer HaTrumos. And most of the Shulchan Aruch is patterned after the Rambam. Most of it is word for word from the Rambam. But this section of Yeridei is patterned after the Rashba. So the Rashba in the Taras Abayis asks a very strong kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins ein begidnim benois and tam, like Reb Shimon. And nonetheless, he paskins that Gidan Asha is mutabahano. How can it be? But the Gemara says it's totally zeh b'zeh. Once you pass ein begidin min oisin tam, so gidan asher is not included in the iser of nevela. Nevela only applies to besar nevela. If you hold yesh begidin min oisin tam, so gid is dina kibasar. So the gid, if you eat the gid of a nevela, you get twice malchus. One malchus because of gidan asher, one malchus because he ate a kazayis of nevela. But the way we paskan la'aloch ain begin the minayis and tam doesn't have an isa nevela on it at all. So when the chumash says nevela is mutabano, it's not talking about the gid on usha. Just like it doesn't go on the hoops, on the kanaim, on the tlofim, doesn't go on that, doesn't go on teeth. Let's say you have a tray for animal and the animal has teeth. I'm going to take the teeth and grind them up and swallow it. There's no isa to eat the kanaim and the tlofim. There's no isa deraisa. Maybe there's an isa derabanan. But the Rambam is mashma. There's no isa deraisa, but maybe it's patar velasa. There's an isa derabanan. Yeah. So that's the Rashba's kasha. That's the Rashba's kasha. How can the Rambam paskan the gidan nasha is mutabahano? The Gemara says that it should depend on the machlekes whether yesh begin the minayis and tam. So once the Rambam paskins ain begin the minayis and tam, paskins like Reb Shimon, then it should be lishitasa. He should paskin gidan nasha should be asabano. So that's the problem. So that's what the Beis Yosef says. The Rambam is a problematic Rambam. Why the Rambam paskins that Gid Anasha Mutabano, because of the Rashba's Kasha. And in addition to that difficult Rambam, the Zohar says that the Gid Anasha is Asmano, so maybe we should adopt that position. But that's what the Bach says on the Hasog and the Beis Yosef. What did he add by saying in Befrat that the Zohar says? The Zohar is the same saying Reb Shimon. We assume all the time the Zohar is authored by Reb Shimon by Yochai. So the Gemara tells us Reb Shimon Bar Yochai holds that it's also Bano. The Rambam understood Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was outvoted over here. So that's the kasha. But the Gemara says that this Reb Shimon is lishitosai. If you hold ain begin benayis and tam, then it should follow that the gid anasha should be asabano. So why does the Rambam say mutabano? That's the kasha. Okay. That's the kasha. They gave a simple answer, but a balabatish answer. But that's the kasha based on the Gemara. The Rambam is against the Gemara. That is the Gemara. Then the Gemara continues right before the line that says Vayikritas am Hari Dam. Torah says you're not allowed to eat dam. So what's the story? Is dam mutabano osmano? So usnan, we have a Mishnah Yuma. Elu elu. When you do zrikas hadam on the mizbeach, sometimes you have karbonis kochi kochim, kochim kalim. Sometimes you have karbonis chatus haprimis, a korban that you do the zrikas hadam inside. Elu elu. All the dam misarvim ba'ama. There's an ama. There's an ama traxin. That's a different thing. But there's an ama. That's a pathway where the water flows through the Azara. It's an Amma deep and an Amma wide. And it has a drain where the water goes out. So whenever they want to wash the floor of the Azara, they put a plug in the drain so the water doesn't go down. They let the Amma fill up with water, and then it's going to overflow. And then the floor on the Azara will get washed off. And then you take the plug out. So all of the water that washed off all the dam will go down the drain. So Elven in the Sarpan Ba'ama, all the dam goes down in the Amma, goes out, the Yotzim Lenachal Kidron, it goes into the Kidron Valley, and it's flowing. Then in the Karm, and it came from Hegdish, so they used to charge the farmers. The farmers would irrigate their fields with the water coming out of the Beis HaMikdash. The water had dam in it, so apparently the dam helped the stuff grow better. Like the Gemara says, at the time of the Bar Kokhba revolt, that was approximately almost 70 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni, 7 years after Churban Bayis Rishon, they rebuilt. The Golus Bavel was only 7 years. So they thought in the days of Bar Kokhba, days of Rabbi Akiva Bar Kokhba, they thought the Bayis Sheni will only be Churban for 7 years, and then the Bayis HaShlishi will be built. Like the difference, like the gap between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni is 7 years. This will be 7 years. So they guessed wrong, and we still don't have the Bayis HaShlishi. And there was such a slaughter, there was such a shechita in Betta. They killed so many people, and they didn't allow them to bury the bodies for a long time. So the Gemara says the vineyards were growing grapes for the longest time, and the Romans were making wine from it, and the vineyards the earth there was soaking in the blood of the Jewish victims who were killed in the Bar Kokhba rebellion. And then when they were nitna lekvura, when the Romans allowed them, finally after a long time, they allowed them, it was a miracle that their bodies didn't decompose. Usually a body is left outside, so I'm decomposed, going to smell. It was miraculous. They left it outside for a long time, and the blood, the earth was soaking in the blood of the Jewish people who were killed, Bar Kokhba's soldiers. And then when they finally went nitna the kvuras, the Chachamim made a takana to recite the bracha Hateva Meitiv. Hateva Meitiv is the last bracha in the Birchas Hamazon. And if you have a Shinu Yayin, you see, recite Hateva Meitiv. Why do they make the takana on Shinu Yayin? So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, because for a long time, the earth was soaking in the blood of the Jewish victims who were killed by the Romans. And then there were nitna lekvura, so the wine that the Romans made from those grapes grew because of the dead bodies, because of the blood from the dead bodies. So the fact that there were nitna lekvura, that was the end of their good wine. So that's why the Chachamim introduced the bracha Teva Meitav Anashina Yayin. If you're in the middle of a meal, and all the people had one kind of wine. Then they bring another kind of wine, which is better than the first one, a different but not inferior to the first one. Then he said, "Bracha, bracha to Avkin Malcho El Matav Ameitav, the bracha and Shina Yain," because the blood of the people who were killed by the Romans was serving to irrigate the grapes that were growing there. So Nachamal, so what is the Gemara? So the Mishnah says that the farmers who use this dump that comes out from the Beis HaMikdash, they use the dump to irrigate their fields, So they would pay money to Hegdish not to violate Me'ila. Strictly speaking, there's no din of Me'ila. After you zork the dam on the Mizbech, there's no minator. It's Yotzumi de Me'ila. But Midirabbanon, there's an issue of Me'ila. So it says, Vinim Korim, the Mayim with the dam of the Karbonis would be sold Liganonim to all the farmers who have Ginot, Lizevel. They would use it to irrigate the fields. Amoil and Behem, I mean, if you don't pay, they told the farmer, whoever doesn't pay for the dam is in violation of Me'ila Midirabbanon. It's not really Me'ila Minatora. Yeah, it's not really Me'ila Minatora. But it's Me'ila Midirabbanon. Moil and Bohem, if you don't pay, it's an Isa Dirabbanon. So the Gemara asks, but it's dam. It's dam. And dam is also Bachilo. So why isn't it also Banu? If you're like Rabba Bo, all macholas asuras are asabano. So why shouldn't it dam the asabano? So the Gemara answers, shiny dam the iskish lemaim nixiv lasachlan ostish b'cheno kamaim. Ma'amai mutarim, just like water is mutabano, so the dam is also mutabano. Frag the Gemara, how do you know all water in the world is mutabano? If a goy worships water, and it's his water, if he worships my water, he doesn't ask it, but if he worships his own container of water, it becomes avodah zarah. So how do you know, that there's a hekesh between dam and maim hamutar manah? Maybe it's comparing it to dam. The dam is being compared to maim, that's also banah. Maybe the dam is also manah. Agmar says, no. Rov maim. Says, alos b'chenek ha-mayim, normal maim is mutar manah. Midi rov maim ksiv. Doesn't say rov maim. It's a strange gemara. Usually there is a Ramban in Brochus and the Mohammeds on the first pair. Whenever you darshan a pasuk, you always assume, you always darshan psukim based on the roiv. So since roiv water in the world is mutabano, it's a rare case that a person is deifying, he's worshipping water. So the water is also bano. It's a rare case. So what was the Gemara's kasha? Midi roiv maim ksiv. Yeah, it doesn't have to write roiv maim. We always darshan psukim based on the roiv. So a strange Gemara. So the Gemara, Elam Ravash, Gemaim ha-nishpach, alos tishpachenu kamayim. And if it's mayim that they pour for avodah zarah, then it's not called tishpechenu. Loka mayim hanisochim. If you did nisuch with the wine with the water avodah zarah, then it'll be asaban. Over here it says tishpechenu kamayim. The dam is mutabano like mayim hanishpach. So the Gemara says, who says, that you're comparing it to plain water, that's nishpach, maybe it should be compared to water hanishpach mufnei avodah zarah. Gemara says also, it wouldn't say tishpachenu then. That would, yishto yeh nesichim, the pasuk refers even if you pour something, you pour wine or water in front of avodah zarah, it's called Nesach. So it wouldn't be called, you wouldn't say Alos Tishpachenu Kamayim, Kemayim Hanishpachim, that would be Kemayim Hanisochim. Okay, sure. So the Gemara has a pasuk to teach me that that dam is mutabano. Then the Gemara says, but the pasuk is only needed if you hold like Rabbi Abahu. If you hold like Chizkiyo, that the only time something is osabano is when it says Lo Ye Yachel. So here by dam, it never says Lo Ye Yachel. It just says, "Kol nevish b'chem lo sochel dam." So lo sochel shouldn't imply isa hano. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that dam is mutabano? There's no havamin according to Chizkiyah. There's no havamin. In fact, the Gemara ula Chizkiyah l'may hilchas Chizkiyah dam l'mayim. The Gemara says to tell me the din. Menayin adam kachim sheinim achshe. The din is that there is zayin mashkim, food. The four things that are mekabel tum other bekele mochem mashkim. So ochlim. You have to rinse it off with water, but loved after water. The Rosh Hashanah says Yad Shach Adam. There is Zayin Mashkim that are Machshe LeKabel Tuma. So one of the Mashkim is Dam Shanashama Yotzebo. If you have Dam from a Behemah when you shecht an animal, Dam Shanashama Yotzebo is also Machshe LeKabel Tuma. So that's what I learned out from this pasuk. Dam called Dam LaSachela Alors Tishpechenu Kamayim. Just like Mayim is one of the Zayin Mashkim that's Machshe LeKabel Tuma, so too Dam Shanashama Yotzebo, Dam that comes out B'Shashchita, Dam Shanashama Yotzebo is Machshe LeKabel Tuma, And also you learn out from the pasuk only dam shanashama yotzeba from the behemas chulin. But it was dam kachim shanashama yotzebo. That's not dam kachim is oimed lizrika al mizbech. It's not oimed lishvicha. So if it's not oimed lishvicha, then it's not hukesh lamayim. So that's what the Gemara says, that minayin adam kachim sheina machshel lekabel tumah. If it's dam from karbonis that's oimed lizrika, so you can't really say that it's included in the hekesh and the pasuk. Hekesh is if you have two things in the pasuk written one next to the other, we assume there's a connection. So it says, asocha kol dam al oros tishbechenu kamayim, that the dam is compared to mayim, but only, so it's one of the zayimashkim. Dam shanashama yotzba is one of the zayimashkim, but it's only compared to mayim if it's dam hanishpachim. But if it's dam hanizrakim, dam kachim is not nishpachim, you don't throw it out. It's dam hanizrak al gabi hamizbeach. So then dam kachim, ena machshin, shenem alosachan, dam shenishal kamay machshin, and nish kamay is ena machshin. The Gemara needs a positive proof. Yeah.
Why do we need this limud? Don't we already say that all mashkim are not machshir in the Azara ever?
No, mashkim be mat bachaya dochon is not mekabel tuma. Mashkin, the Mishnah has Yosef ben Yezer said over three dinim. So one of the three dinim was that mashkin be mat bachaya, the mashkin that beis hamishkash, a dochon is not mekabel tuma. So the Gemara in the end of the first perek and the sugya of Chanin is gan hakayim has two pshatim on that din. Either means mashkin letame acherim, that mashkin become tummy, they can transmit tumma to oichlim. That's only with the rabbanon. So in the Beis Hamikdash that whenever goes it. And the other opinion in Gemara is in mashkin tumas atzman is only with the rabbanon. The mashkin mamakabel tum is only with the rabbanon. So whenever goes it in the Beis Hamikdash. How can you say tumas mashkin is only with the rabbanon? The pasuk says hamashkin sheishas b'chol kli yitma. So the Gemara has three pshatim. One pshat yitma if mashkin is makabel tumma yitma it's even metami acherim. Not only a mashkin tummy, mashkin can transmit the tumma. If the mashkin touches an oichel, it'll make the oichel tummy. So we hold not like that. We hold mashkin the tamei acherim is only the rabban. So how do you translate uchal mashkin sheishase b'chol kli yitma? It's makabel tumma. And then there's a third opinion that even tumas mashkin is only the rabban. So what do you do with the pasuk yitma? Yitma means it could be machshel lekabel tumma. It could be machshel lekabel tumma. So the Gemara says that Yosef ben Yezer said, the Mishnah said, he said three dinim, three kulas. So one of them was mashkin, the Beis HaMikdash, dochon, it's not mitami acherim, and we paskin, the Rambam paskin, even tumas atzmo, it doesn't have. So that's problematic, but tumas atzmo is men ha-Torah. So why shouldn't it have? If the letami acherim is only mit the Rabbanon, so they didn't want to make more tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. So the chumah mit the Rabbanon, they didn't introduce. But if you paskan that tumas atzman is the raisa, just let tamei acherim is the rabbanon. So why does the mashkin beis hamig? Why doesn't it have tuma? That's a problem with the Rambam. Why the Rambam paskins like that? That the dochen it doesn't even have tumas atzman. It should have only paskan. It's not mitamei acherim, but tumas matzman is min haTorah. So why shouldn't it? Why shouldn't it have tumas atzman? Okay, believe that tomorrow we'll continue. Very good. Okay. All right.